Who is there that hath cried after thee, and whose prayer hath remained unanswered? Where is he to be found who hath reached forth towards thee, and whom thou hast failed to approach? Baha'u'llah. Who is there that hath cried after thee, and whose prayer hath remained unanswered? Where is he to be found who hath reached forth towards thee, and whom thou hast failed to approach? Baha'u'llah. Whoso reciteth, in the privacy of his chamber, the verses revealed by God, the scattering angels of the Almighty shall scatter abroad the fragrance of the words uttered by his mouth, and shall cause the heart of every righteous man to throb. Though he may, at first, remain unaware of its effect, yet the virtue of the grace vouchsafed unto him must needs sooner or later exercise its influence upon his soul. Baha'u'llah. Whoso reciteth, in the privacy of his chamber, the verses revealed by God, the scattering angels of the Almighty shall scatter abroad the fragrance of the words uttered by his mouth, and shall cause the heart of every righteous man to throb. Though he may, at first, remain unaware of its effect, yet the virtue of the grace vouchsafed unto him must needs sooner or later exercise its influence upon his soul. Baha'u'llah. Gather ye together with the utmost joy and fellowship and recite the verses revealed by the merciful Lord. By so doing the doors to true knowledge will be opened to your inner beings, and ye will then feel your souls endowed with steadfastness and your hearts filled with radiant joy. Baha'u'llah. Gather ye together with the utmost joy and fellowship and recite the verses revealed by the merciful Lord. By so doing the doors to true knowledge will be opened to your inner beings, and ye will then feel your souls endowed with steadfastness and your hearts filled with radiant joy. Baha'u'llah. When our thoughts are filled with the bitterness of this world, let us turn our eyes to the sweetness of God's compassion and He will send us heavenly calm. Abdul Baha. When our thoughts are filled with the bitterness of this world, let us turn our eyes to the sweetness of God's compassion and He will send us heavenly calm. Abdul Baha. Pray for strength. It will be given to you, no matter how difficult the conditions. Abdul Baha. Pray for strength. It will be given to you, no matter how difficult the conditions. Abdul Baha. It is not sufficient for a believer to merely accept and observe the teachings. He should, in addition, cultivate the sense of spirituality, which he can acquire chiefly by the means of prayer. The Baha'i faith, like all other divine religions, is thus fundamentally mystic in character. Its chief goal is the development of the individual and society, through the acquisition of spiritual virtues and powers. It is the soul of man that has first to be fed, and this spiritual nourishment prayer can best provide. Laws and institutions, as viewed by Baha'u'llah, can become really effective only when our inner spiritual life has been perfected and transformed. Otherwise, religion will degenerate into a mere organization and become a dead thing. The believers, particularly the young ones, should therefore fully realize the necessity of praying. For prayer is absolutely indispensable to their inner spiritual development, and this, as already stated, is the very foundation and purpose of the religion of God. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. It is not sufficient for a believer to merely accept and observe the teachings. He should, in addition, cultivate the sense of spirituality, which he can acquire chiefly by the means of prayer. The Baha'i faith, like all other divine religions, is thus fundamentally mystic in character. Its chief goal is the development of the individual and society, through the acquisition of spiritual virtues and powers. It is the soul of man that has first to be fed, and this spiritual nourishment prayer can best provide. Laws and institutions, as viewed by Baha'u'llah, can become really effective only when our inner spiritual life has been perfected and transformed. Otherwise, religion will degenerate into a mere organization and become a dead thing. The believers, particularly the young ones, should therefore fully realize the necessity of praying. For prayer is absolutely indispensable to their inner spiritual development, and this, as already stated, is the very foundation and purpose of the religion of God. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Such hindrances, i.e. illness and outer difficulties, no matter how severe and insuperable they may at first seem, can and should be effectively overcome through the combined and sustained power of prayer and of determined and continued effort. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Such hindrances, i.e. illness and outer difficulties, no matter how severe and insuperable they may at first seem, can and should be effectively overcome through the combined and sustained power of prayer and of determined and continued effort. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. The true worshipper, while praying, should endeavor not so much to ask God to fulfill his wishes and desires, but rather to adjust these and make them conform to the divine will. Only through such an attitude can one derive that feeling of inner peace and contentment which the power of prayer alone can confer. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. The true worshipper, while praying, should endeavor not so much to ask God to fulfill his wishes and desires, but rather to adjust these and make them conform to the divine will. Only through such an attitude can one derive that feeling of inner peace and contentment which the power of prayer alone can confer. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Prayer and fasting is the cause of awakening and mindfulness and conducive to protection and preservation from tests. Abdul Baha. Prayer and fasting is the cause of awakening and mindfulness and conducive to protection and preservation from tests. Abdul Baha. through the faculty of meditation man attains to eternal life. Through it he receives the breath of the Holy Spirit. The bestowal of the Spirit is given in reflection and meditation. The spirit of man is itself informed and strengthened during meditation. Through it affairs of which man knew nothing are unfolded before his view. Through it he receives divine inspiration. Through it he receives heavenly food. This faculty of meditation frees man from the animal nature, discerns the reality of things, puts man in touch with God. Abdu'l-Bahá. Through the faculty of meditation man attains to eternal life. Through it he receives the breath of the Holy Spirit. The bestowal of the Spirit is given in reflection and meditation. The spirit of man is itself informed and strengthened during meditation. Through it affairs of which man knew nothing are unfolded before his view. Through it he receives divine inspiration. Through it he receives heavenly food. This faculty of meditation frees man from the animal nature, discerns the reality of things, puts man in touch with God. Abdu'l-Bahá. The greatest name should be found upon the lips in the first awaking moment of early dawn. It should be fed upon by constant use in daily invocation, in trouble, under opposition, and should be the last word breathed when the head rests upon the pillow at night. It is the name of comfort, protection, happiness, illumination, love and unity. The use of the greatest name and dependence upon it cause the soul to strip itself of the husks of mortality and to step forth freed, reborn. A new creature. Abdu'l-Bahá. The greatest name should be found upon the lips in the first awaking moment of early dawn. It should be fed upon by constant use in daily invocation, in trouble, under opposition. And should be the last word breathed when the head rests upon the pillow at night. It is the name of comfort, protection, happiness, illumination, love and unity. The use of the greatest name and dependence upon it cause the soul to strip itself of the husks of mortality and to step forth freed, reborn, a new creature. Abdu'l-Bahá. Indeed, if an avowed follower of Baha'u'llah were to immerse himself in, and fathom the depths of, the ocean of these heavenly teachings, and with utmost care and attention deduce from each of them the subtle mysteries and consummate wisdom that lie enshrined therein, such a person's life, materially, intellectually and spiritually, will be safe from toil and trouble, and unaffected by setbacks and perils, or any sadness or despondency. Shoghi Effendi. Indeed, if an avowed follower of Baha'u'llah were to immerse himself in, and fathom the depths of, the ocean of these heavenly teachings, and with utmost care and attention deduce from each of them the subtle mysteries and consummate wisdom that lie enshrined therein, such a person's life, materially, intellectually and spiritually, will be safe from toil and trouble, and unaffected by setbacks and perils, or any sadness or despondency. Shoghi Effendi. He feels that in your contact with the believers and in teaching new souls, you should help them to obtain a full knowledge and understanding of the covenant and the will and testament. This will strengthen them to meet every test, and to understand the nature of the spiritual disease which afflicts those who turn against the institutions of the faith. These are, indeed, times of testing and of trial, for the whole world and for the believers too. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. He feels that in your contact with the believers and in teaching new souls, you should help them to obtain a full knowledge and understanding of the covenant and the will and testament. This will strengthen them to meet every test, and to understand the nature of the spiritual disease which afflicts those who turn against the institutions of the faith. These are, indeed, times of testing and of trial, for the whole world and for the believers too. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi.